Serena Williams back in the game?
And did a fan cause singer Steve Lacy to end his concert?
Plus, a smash alert years in the making.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey, welcome! Hey.
Our girl Sherry is back, girl. We miss you, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry!
Hey, I miss all of y'all. So, Gary, what you dishing today?
Baby, honey, reports are confirming, honey, that Miss Gisele Bündchen recently gave Tom Brady an ultimatum.
Ooh, are y'all surprised?
Nah.
Ooh. That's right, Gary. She told him, look, either leave football to spend time with the family, or I'm gone for good.
That's a tough ultimatum to throw at a guy whose whole life was dedicated to football. He's mostly only known for football, and he feels like he still got it.
You're not throwing that ultimatum to just an okay quarterback, to someone who was just in the NFL a couple years and wants to give it another go. You're throwing that ultimatum to the greatest quarterback of all time.
Wait a minute. Y'all really are sitting here talking about football. What about his family and his wife and his kids?
You.
It's not all about football, you football dude head sitting next to me.
Yeah. You're great at the wrong times. You're talking about a football great.
Hey, get out of here. Okay. His wife and his kids are what make him complete, damn it.
Nah.
Yeah, you can find another chick that looks almost like Gisele Bündchen.
Look, I love the HK. He also gave, it was literally an ultimatum to Gisele. She gave up her career for a long time.
Thank you.
For the family. So come on now. You can't say all I know is football. I got to do it till I drop. You got a family. You got a wife. That's why you got married.
It's so tough because these are two goats. You know, Gisele Bündchen just isn't another model. You know?
She stepped away from her profession. And she was making more money than Tom Brady, excuse me. And she stepped away from all of that.
But Sherry, she should leave his ass and, like I said before, get with Antonio Brown and live a happy life. I mean, that's what she needs to do.
Oh,
well,
my God.
From arguing about that, it is time for a
Dish Debate!
Brady, looks like Serena Williams is also having second thoughts about leaving the game.
Yes!
Okay, now we're happy about it. All right, she recently told reporters that she has not retired from tennis and that the chances of her returning are very high. This is after saying she was stepping away from the sport after last month's U.S. Open. Now, what y'all think about that? Should she retire
no.
or she still got it in her?
She's still young. She's still got gas in the tank. And I think during that downtime she had, she realized that Wii tennis doesn't hit the same, you know, as like playing the real sport. Yeah. So she wouldn't get back out there.
I think she should retire, though. She needs to retire. She got a damn daughter. There is enough spoiled rich children in the world as it is.
She needs to retire.
Be at home with that little child and raise
her. She's got a loving, supporting family. She's got a sister. She's got other sisters. Mm. Her mother, she's got a great husband. They got nannies. The kid will be okay. Mm-mm. This is what she loves doing. Serena is our Shiro. We want to see her play. She's still young. Mm-hmm. You know, her husband ain't complaining about time or trying to divorce her. She has no reason to quit.
Also, I do think Serena and her husband, isn't her husband the guy who invented Reddit or something like that?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
They have money on a level beyond Tom and Gisele. Like,
really?
I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, but sometimes it's about your passions and what you love to do. Because, like, you know, sometimes when you remove that out of people's lives, they completely fall apart.
Sure, yeah.
Or it's such a major part of their identity, they don't know how to function.
But Tom and Gisele could go play flag football in their backyard so he don't forget it.
But that's why it's called volunteerism. They need to volunteer their time to less fortunate people instead of running behind a damn ball, tennis or football. Volunteer. Sherry, don't you volunteer?
No, I don't volunteer. Oh.
She's volunteering right now.
Right. All right, y'all. And we like arguing so much, you guys, that we have another
Dish Debate.
Okay, y'all, listen to this. So singer Stevie Lacy cut his performance short at a concert in New Orleans last night after a fan threw a disposable camera at him on stage.
Wow.
And in the words of Gary, must have really pissed him off to the point he smashed the camera on the ground and ended the dang on concert.
Oh.
Now, what y'all think? Should he have ended the concert or just kept going?
Yes. I'm so tired of now people throwing stuff on stage.
What is that about?
At the entertainer. If you're going to pay the money for a ticket, go and see what they're doing. But I'm like, to throw something is so disrespectful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you should get up. If security's not going to put them out, then you should be walking off that stage.
Yeah.
Because that'll teach people.
But then what about all the other people that didn't do that?
Yeah.
That didn't throw anything on stage.
But they should at least let the people know when you go to a concert. If you throw a bottle or throw something on stage
that's
in the performance
sense,
there,
though. It should
the concert
be
will
sense.
End. And then
it
you get the person who threw
sense.
It. I know, but good karma sis ain't karma, bruh.
That's true. No more, honey.
But what happened to the days when we would throw just a pair of panties? That don't hurt nobody.
Right.
Might cover up their face.
Sure, you use the word we. Are you out here throwing panties on
Sherry
the stage?
Was throwing them granny panties on the stage.
Well, you know. Give me a good Tom Jones concert. Okay, y'all, when you see Katy Perry in concert, you might hear her roar or have just a glitch. So a video popped up from TikTok from Katy's recent Vegas show, and y'all, it showed her having like an eyelid malfunction. Yeah. So one of her eyelids wouldn't open up, which had her fans thinking that maybe Katy Perry is actually a robot.
Oh, my God.
So one...
It's for real.
Yeah,
because
it kept opening. It kept opening and closing and opening. So she did kind of look like a robot. But a follower named Mariana said, that baby doll you had as a kid with the eye that kept closing. Yeah, that's what it looked like. What do y'all think it is? I was going, that beer can dress was enough, too. But did you see her eyelid? What y'all think about that?
You know what, Sherry? Honestly, I really feel that, honey. Her makeup artist put on some heavy lashes.
Okay.
And one was heavier
yes.
than the other one.
The glue.
Oh, it's too much glue.
It stuck a little bit. I was just trying to recreate it. Can y'all even do that?
That's no fun to even try to recreate.
It's like we got that one garage door that won't open.
You know? Keep getting stuck.
Yeah.
So robot girl we was talking about from back in the day.
Which one?
The robot little girl.
Irona from Richie Rich?
No.
Oh, Small Wonder? Vicky?
No.
Small Wonder? Damn.
No, the little white girl.
Vicky from Small Wonder. She
it's
was a white girl.
Small Wonder, though.
You sure it's not Small Wonder?
You
be with.
She's a robot.
You sang it. We sang the song the other. Just forget it.
Go on, head crack.
Punky Brewster?
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster wasn't a robot?
Which one is the
she
robot?
Wasn't a robot?
Vicky from Small Wonder.
I don't know Small Wonder.
I'm pulling up.
Okay, forget it.
Punky Brewster wasn't a robot.
So if you don't believe that fan theory, you might go for this one. Fans think that Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are back together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kim just celebrated her 42nd birthday, and one of her gifts got everybody talking out here. Now, she didn't say who it was from, but she dropped a pic on her IG story of four big bouquets along with a jasmine candle. And Pete and Kim call each other Jasmine and Aladdin because of the SNL sketch where they had their first kiss. Now, on top of that, the tabloid, The Sun, reported that they hung out several times in the past few weeks. Now, what y'all think? You think there's something to this, or is just the internet making stuff up?
I think they could still be friends. They didn't end in a mean or malicious way. I'm not surprised either, Sherry.
I'm not surprised either because, a lot of times when you break up, you don't really break up. You get back together, you might have sex, and then you realize either we want to do it or, I see why we broke up. So I'm not surprised if they got together and got physical.
Or we could
be
totally wrong, and this could just be her favorite candle by Diptyque, because we love Diptyque candles, and they all smell so good.
It could just be a candle gift that just has her pet name on it. It could just be that.
But come on, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian never does anything where it could just be. Kim Kardashian, whenever she does, it's always very strategic. That I don't believe.
They say, but once she got the meat, baby, honey, she had to go back to Pete, so... I don't know.
That I can understand. Pete has always been good for her because he makes her laugh. So it could have been, you know what, she went back to what feels good.
You know?
But also, when you get something that's scrumptious, you know, the way they talk about Pete, when you get scrumptious like that, sometimes you just got to go back and get some of that, you know.
Yeah, she definitely talked about his
She went back to the butcher's.
Yeah,
but hell,
for that
meatloaf.
She could watch Good Time, Sherry, and laugh, honey, so I don't know if that's a good analogy, but anyway.
Wow. Anytime you need a
baby. Okay, up next, Russell Wilson did something special for Ciara's birthday, but was it too much? We're going to tackle that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, everybody, it's time for more Dish, and of course, we're about to hit you with another smash! Oh, yeah. Now, after seven long years, Yo Gotti has finally manifested a link-up with Angela Simmons,
yes!
And it looks like my man might be taking his dream girl on a world tour.
Love it.
Now, not too long ago, we saw them kicking it. for Angela's birthday. But hey, you know, they might have been boo-loving up on a trip, you know, going through Paris and Dubai.
Okay, now just this. Because both Angela and Yo Gotti are posting IG stories of them riding through the Arabian Desert and on the waterfront in Dubai, and even showing off the same beautiful views of the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
Yay!
But they were not seen together in the posts.
Oh.
They have not confirmed their status. But yo, where there's smoke, there's fire. They're in the same place at the same time.
I hate the whole internet. Like, y'all got time to solve all these little relationship mysteries. These people are trying to fly low. Let them be great.
Right.
I feel sorry for him. He is sad.
Why?
Yo Gotti, he's acting like a desperate man.
First of all, no, he's not. Yo Gotti could get almost about any woman he wants.
Well,
he is living his best life, and he's had it well for a long time.
Look how long, Brad. 2016, you've been talking about this damn girl. She done been through a man, a child.
That's
she done had all kinds of... Ain't no way in hell I'd be running around an old-ass woman like that.
She ain't
that's
old.
Manifesting.
Oh, my gosh, she's not old. She is beautiful, and she has a beautiful spirit. And she's been through a lot. We can't help what we've been through in life.
There's power in writing words down and putting it into the universe, man. Like, he rapped about the things he wanted. Look, he got the thing he was rapping about.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could have found him a young model, huh?
Well, Gary, since we're on the topic of love, Russell Wilson cannot seem to get enough of his Sierra, honey. He posted a long, loving Instagram post in celebration of his wifey's birthday. HK, why don't you tell us what this man said?
God bless the world on this day with you. I love you so much. You inspire the world. You're the most amazing wife, mother to our three babies, one of the best iconic entertainers in the world, and a brilliant businesswoman. But most importantly, you are God's beautiful child, and he is wildly obsessed with you. May this year bless you with all of your heart's desires. Happy birthday, my queen, at Sierra Heart.
Wow.
Oh, my God, y'all, this is so
beautiful. I love it.
It's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. But it looks like a squad of Garretts got together in the comments and started hating on Russell's love for Sierra and told the quarterback to concentrate on football. This has to be some Garretts and some haters. Tom Brady need to take a page out of this man's book.
But y'all are not listening. Y'all are really trying to be PC and understand that. Think about it. He is dumb, too. I believe in love, particularly African-American love. This damn woman don't like him. Like, he need to focus on his damn job. Football, he didn't
love
every game he didn't play.
Like
almost.
Him. Where did you get that she doesn't like him? She's got three children by him.
I know she like she used a damn thug or rapper. She was with Future. She was with Bow Wow. She was with rappers.
She hate that man so much she married him.
HK, have you ever written a love letter like that to your wife?
No.
Nah, it's weird. Like, my love letters come off like battle raps. It's really weird. Like, you're like, I'd be reading well and I'd be spiking truth in there. Like, you know, like, yeah, you know, you got your flaws, man, but you know, you good with me. You know, like.
Up next, we have another tattoo or tattoo that got this baddie $50,000 in her bank account. More details after the break.
Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey,
all right, y'all. It's time for tattoo or tattoo. And today we got Baddie South Star and more. Now, she got the word thot tattooed in huge letters right under her breast.
Wow.
Now, she says she got paid $50,000 to get the ink. She even made a poll on her IG story, and as of our taping, 61% considered it a win, and 39%, they called that a major L. So what y'all think, y'all? Tattoo or tattoo?
I think it's a tattoo. You need to level up, mommy, because $50,000 is not enough for that big-ass tattoo on your smooth body. Because even if you take out taxes, HK, if you in the 48th percentile tax bracket, you making like $24,000 after the IRS gets their thought money.
It's a tattoo.
So it really is not a win.
Yeah.
Level up. Get $100,000 if you're going to do something.
Yeah.
But 50, 58.
Well, I beg to differ, Sherry. And who, ain't nobody got time to be and worry about no taxes, honey. I would have took that $50,000 and, honey, I would put thought across
you
my breast.
You are a thought-ass liar. No. You don't have not one tattoo.
Well, no, can't nobody offer me $50,000 yet.
And you better not do it for no $50,000.
Girl on my chest. But anyway, honey, I love that tattoo.
Yo, we going to the tattoo shop.
$50,000, bitch, I sure would.
$50,000.
Let's go. Let's get the GoFundMe.
We getting on your chest.
Speaking of thoughtfully showing off for the gram. Britney Spears is obviously a supporter of it, but it looks like Brit might be starting a beef with her friend and wedding guest, Selena Gomez, over this issue. Okay, back in 2016, Selena accepted an American Music Award by saying, "I don't want to see your bodies on Instagram. I want to see what's in your heart." Well, Britney called out what seemed like hypocrisy from Selena and others in a since-deleted post saying, Brett, will you do us the Britney honors?
Those women are the very ones who get $4 million budget videos about sucking and licking homemade ice cream. But other girls have nothing but beautiful bodies. Who cares if they flaunt it? They should.
Okay, now, the ice cream comment seems to be a reference to this music video from 2020 named Ice Cream by Blackpink featuring Selena, where, of course, they lick and suck ice cream.
Oh.
So are you surprised that Britney had a point in this post?
They talked about it. They had on clothes when they did it. Big difference than you laying on the bed, Britney, with not one stitch of clothing on.
And my thing is, if you got it, flaunt it. What's wrong with that? I mean, it's there. Flaunt it. I mean,
people be leading with their best assets. I mean, if you heard Britney Spears talk, you know she's a bowl of cereal with two pieces of cereal in the bowl. So when you lead with your best assets, sometimes it is what it is. You got to put the milk out there before it gets spoiled.
Is it Fruity Pebbles or Captain Crunch?
Fruity Pebbles.
Definitely.
You know how small
Pebbles.
They are?
Yeah. Aww. Once I'm actually seeing someone's heart, then something has gone very wrong, you know? Like, I don't need to see the inside. I don't need to see your heart. I'll see that through your actions. You know, how you talk, how you treat people. So what if you post a thirsty post on Instagram every single day? And so what if I like it?
So what? You liked it with a heart.
So yeah, so what if I hit it? I showed her my heart when I...
Y'all ain't...
Up next, most people love Keanu Reeves, but what star had some not-so-friendly things to say about him? More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, well, Keanu Reeves is one of the nicest actors out there, y'all. He rides the public transportation sometimes, and he might pop up at your wedding. But there's just one actor who just does not like this man.
Really?
And that is Matthew Perry, y'all. Matthew Perry threw a few shots at Keanu in his new memoir. His first dig was saying, why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us?
Whoa.
And his second dig came after Chris Farley's death, saying, I punched a hole through Jennifer Aniston's dressing room wall when I find out. He wrote before adding, Keanu Reeves walks among us.
Wow.
Why all the hate for Keanu, Matthew?
I think he's trying to bait him. Like, I think there's only one way to settle this, and that's with a death battle.
Well, him.
Keanu is cuter than Matthew.
You think it has to do with looks?
Probably a look thing.
Maybe
yes.
He got a role to Keanu.
That's
maybe
what
he
I'm
wanted
thinking.
To be in The Matrix or something.
So.
And the crazy thing for him to say this, considering the fact that, like, everybody regards Keanu Reeves as, like, one of the nicest people in Hollywood.
Yeah. I know.
Like, well, the other thing, too, is, like, when you get down to it, Keanu Reeves has had a legitimately tragic life. Like, he has had a lot of very bad things happen to him in his life. And so to come out here and say things like Keanu Reeves still walks among us, man, Keanu's lucky. He's lucky that he is here.
Yeah.
You know?
We gotta find out what happened, y'all.
Something happened.
We should get Matthew here.
Matthew Perry, I know you're watching right now. Come on to Dish Nation.
Yes, and let's have a dish debate.
We're gonna squash this beef.
What's cooking on Dish Nation? Beef.
Beef.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.